Blog Talk Radio.
All right, family. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, and welcome back. Welcome back to The Truth Shall Make You Free, which is the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible. Hey, we're having a lesson on Blog Talk Radio where we're going to continue teaching our Father's Word, getting it into His spiritual truth and understanding. Today's lesson is titled Part 7, Overview, Save versus Salvation, Lake of Fire versus the Kingdom to Come. Within this, we have been doing subtitling a portion of it as Vessels, Obedient and Disobedient. Last lesson we had, I told you guys I probably have to do this in bits and pieces, making more than one episode because we only have half an hour to 45 minutes lessons. So we're going to continue that. I ask that everybody, if you can, try Facebook and Twitter our lessons now since it's on the Truth Shall Make You Free site. Make sure you get those things, Facebook and Twitter, every time we have a lesson. And if you can, also link up with the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible because much of the archive information is there. We're going to get ready to get into this. We got a lot of good information. I talked to my brother Jerome today. I told him, the truth is, family, I've been up since either 2 or 4 o'clock this morning, and the Father has given me so much more. You wouldn't believe how much more. I have a lot of lessons lined up. I've been working on it all morning. And like I said, when He gives it to me, I'm supposed to give it to you. He said, you know, the one who is a faithful servant and does the will of the Father, He's going to give him more. People are going to come more to them for that person who the Father sent, who does His will. And when He gives us His word, I'm not supposed to hide it. I'm supposed to have it so everybody, all the Gentiles, everybody who is being obedient and the disobedient spirits, that I can be a light to them. And I really want to bring forth this word. There's just so much in here. So I'm glad that you guys are joining me today, and our lessons are getting faded away. So I need everybody to make sure that you make it a point not only to give a love offering, you know, go to our PayPal on the website and give a love offering, but also Facebook and Twitter these lessons. These lessons are meant for our people, and it's very important that we get out the truth, which is the Spirit. So with that said, I want to take everybody back to the Apocalypse of Abraham, and I want to tie it in because we talked about Matthew 25, and then we brought it in the Apocalypse of Abraham. Some things were said. I didn't get to completely go into detail like I would like to have, so I will do that today. Before we get started, let's just raise our hands and give praise and honor to our Heavenly Father. Everyone raise their hands with me. We just want to say your praises, Father. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father, and thank you. We thank you, Father, for the set-apart spirit that flows in each one of us who are obedient. We thank you for your Son, Yahushua, that through his death, burial, and resurrection, as a nation, we are healed. We can hear your word spoken and understand it spiritually. Father, we just thank you for all the family members and the lost sheep of the house of Israel that will come into your marvelous light. Father, we pray that you keep long-suffering with our people until the time is right, which is of your will, but that we reach as many people as is supposed to find the straight path. Father, we pray that you continue to flow through us so that it will not be our words but yours. By our words, the people will not hear, but by your words, they will understand. Father, we ask for a blessing over this ministry, over my mouth, my mind, my body. Let the Spirit flow so that anyone under the sound of my voice can get the increase. Father, we thank you and we praise you for all those who are going through trials and tribulation, that they are strengthened, their faith is made strong down that sturdy foundation. They get into perfecting in the Spirit. Father, that you make sure that they get no more than they can handle. But by your word, but by your truth, but by your Spirit, they can be overcomers. We thank you, Father, for everything in our life and all the things that we have to look forward to when we take off the old man, the flesh, and completely be spiritual location dwelling with you. We thank you and we praise you for everything in your word that's preserved understanding, our family members, even the enemies to us because of the word. We pray for them and we ask for a blessing over them as well, that you will continue to give all of us mercy and grace. Father, we thank you and we praise you in Yahushua's set apart name. We say hallelujah. Thank you, Father. All right, I'm not opening up the chat line, family, but we're going to get ready to get back into it. Now, I ask everybody, you make sure you listen to each lesson in this series, okay? We're doing, we're building. Everything we do is building. But first, we have to break down so many things so that when we talk about these things, people are like saying, oh, no, no, that's not what that's talking about. Yes, it is. It is what we're talking about. It is what the Father's talking about. So we're just connecting the dots, doing it the way the Father told us to do it, precept by precept, here a little, there a little. He says for us to rightly divide the word, okay? Don't put man's wisdom in trying to understand his word, but use the Father's Spirit to rightly divide that word. So we're bringing that truth to light. Now, we were talking about the apocalypse of Abraham separating the sheep from the goat. We got that from Matthew 25. I want to go back over one more time the apocalypse of Abraham, speaking of the separation of the sheep from the goat, or the obedient spirits from the disobedient spirits, because this is our history book. We read that in, I think we began in verse about 33 of the second translation of the apocalypse of Abraham. But what was said to us was when Abraham was looking at, or the he had a vision. He was looking and he was seeing that there was a separation of these people. And he was talking to the Father. What he said was, those who are on the left side are all those born before your day and afterwards. Now, he was talking to Abraham. So all the people before born between Abraham, born of Abraham, and all the people that would be born after Abraham, but that were on the left side, the disobedient spirits, the Gentiles, the strangers, okay, who did not know the Father. Disobedient spirits, they should have known better, but they were not operating and flowing in the spirit. We're talking about the ones on the left side. Many are goats, and they don't realize they're a goat. They're not a sheep, they're a goat, because they're being in disobedience. And this is a deception. The people can't figure it out. You got goats on the left, you got sheep on the right. Everybody wants to be a sheep. Everybody wants to be right. But everybody, if you're not hearkening to the Father's way, you're being self-willed, and it's you want it your way, what you believe to be right. But the Father's going to let us know something here. So he's telling Abraham, pay attention. Those who are on the left side are all those born before your day and afterwards. Now, out of the ones on the left, the goat, some are destined for judgment and then restoration. They will be brought back in. But they're on the left side. Some were born before the flood. We were Gentiles, remember? We were Gentiles. And even afterwards, we were known as Gentiles in the book. Now, some of the Gentiles, when we get ready to go to that third earth age, everybody think it's just everybody's a Hebrew. No, we're talking about spirits. The spirits are called Gentiles. In the flesh, we call them Gentiles as well. But he's looking at a disobedient spirit, calling it a Gentile or a stranger or a devil or a fallen angel. Remember, the term angel means a spirit wrapped in flesh, a messenger. That's all it means, family. So he's looking at this picture, telling Abraham, the ones that's on the left, the goats, born before your days and afterwards. Now, some of these are destined for judgment. They will be judged. That goes back into the book of the New Covenant, where it says, the ones who knew to do well but sin, they get many stripes. But the ones who didn't know, they get few stripes. Okay? It says, some destined for judgment and restoration, and others for vengeance and cutting off at the end of the age. So at the very end, when they're going to be trying to get into the kingdom, because right now, all Israel believe that everybody who's a Hebrew Israelite, quote unquote, get to go into heaven. That's not true. if you are obedient spirit sent from above, then you will go into that straight gate and sit with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as well as Yahuwah and Yahushua, sitting in the kingdom of heaven. If not, you will be cast in outer darkness, cast into hell. You will be separated from the Father. You'll be in darkness. You'll be in the earth, because there's only a heaven and earth in that third earth age. So he lets us know, I'm going to read it one more time. The goat are the ones to the left. The obedient spirits, the ones who are from above now and are obedient to the Father, they're known as the ones on the right. But let's pay attention to what he says. Those on the left side, the goat, are all those born before your day and afterwards. Talking to Abraham. Some of these are going to be destined for judgment and restoration, and others for vengeance and cutting off at the end of the age. Okay? But those on the right side of the picture, they are the people who have been set apart for me. He always had a remnant, the Bible says. But these on the right side, they've been set apart. They have a job to do, and they will fulfill the Father's will. They're very obedient spirits. Now, they have been set apart for the Father, and whom I have ordained to be born of your line and call my people, Abraham. Certain people on this earth right now are ordained to do certain things, but the people never listen to the ones ordained. They rather listen to the ones who deceive them, who make what is good now bad, who keep in the flesh instead of letting the people get into the kingdom by becoming spiritual. So it's given us a division of the goats and the sheep, the disobedient spirits and the obedient spirits. Here's what he says concerning the ones on the right. He says, but those on the right side of the picture, they are the people who have been set apart for me and whom I have ordained to be born of your line and called my people. Even some of those who derive from Azazel. To be derived from Azazel, we all were under the prince of the power of the air when we came in this dimension. But some people were ordained to be woke up at a certain time because they had a job to do, and that is to be a light to the Gentiles, to proclaim the truth. That army that stands up after the breath is given back to them, they stand up an army and they profess and they claim what is truth. They had a job to do. Now, the people who came into this earth realm and they've always lived truly knowing the Father, these will be the ones on the left side. These will be goats. But there's certain people, their job is ordained for them to do. The Father wrote the book before the foundation of the world. Certain people here, the Father has told you what to look for to see if they're ordained by him, and many people won't hearken to that. But he's letting you know, the people on the right who have been set apart from me and whom I have ordained to be born of your line and called my people, he says, even some of those who derive from Azazel, even some of those in the world, even though some of those from Azazel, they will be called his people too. They will come into the marvelous light. They will come into the truth. Now, what makes you a stranger or a Gentile or disobedient to the Father? We can look at it another way. I'm saying the same thing. Even those who derive from Azazel will be counted worthy as the children of our Father. Let's go to Ezekiel 44. I'm going to read one verse. Ezekiel 44, verse 9. Keep in mind, Ezekiel was written before Yahushua actually went through his death, burial, and resurrection, making things spiritual. So keep that in mind when we read this. But it's the same thing. Nothing's new. It's just the understanding may be different. Because at that point when Ezekiel was speaking, Yahushua had not come upon this earth and went through the death, burial, and resurrection. But here's what he says. In Ezekiel 44, verse 9, thus said our Father. He tells the people they were given the Torah. They were told to obey the Torah. Many of our people didn't obey the Torah. He says, thus said the Father, no stranger, uncircumcised in heart, nor circumcised in flesh, shall enter into my sanctuary or my house of any stranger that is among the children of Israel. We're going to move that forward. This is the same thing as, because there's nothing new underneath the sun, as in heaven, so on earth, vice versa. From this physical flesh second age we live in, it will be the same thing in the third earth age, but this age is of spirit. But while we're in the flesh, he tells us that we are not to, after Yahushua came, this is after Ezekiel 44, verse 9, he says, you know, which he did say in the Old Covenant, many people don't know, he kept talking about circumcision of the heart. After Yahushua came, he did everything and fulfilled it. Now the law and everything is within us. It's spiritual. So the same thing is going to be said for the third earth age, pertaining to Ezekiel 44:9. It says, thus said our father, no stranger, okay, uncircumcised in the heart. You're a stranger if you don't know the Father. You could be of, like they say, the Jew and the Gentiles. Well, we're talking spirits, obedient, disobedient. So if you're not going to be obedient and be uncircumcised in the heart, you're a Gentile, a stranger, you're a devil, okay? You're a stranger to the Father. You don't know his will. But this person who is a stranger and not circumcised in the heart shall not enter into his home, into his sanctuary. It says, of any stranger that is among the children of Israel. Because all Israel is not of Israel family, but all Israel will be saved. So that third earth age is where the judgment comes, and they will not be able to enter into the Father's sanctuary or the New Jerusalem or the kingdom of heaven. Well, where would these people go? Well, same thing as in the earth. They will be cast into outer darkness, into hell. In the third earth age, that's earth, because they're not getting into the kingdom of our Father, where they're going to see Abraham and Isaac sitting with our Heavenly Father and his son. I pray y'all got that. I'm going to take you now to Isaiah 56. I'm going to take you to Isaiah 56. I'm going to read verses 3 through 8. Got to get all this stuff. And it's the same thing being said over and over again. And look, don't think of the flesh. Operate by the spirit. Understand what these words mean. Isaiah 56. Hold on a second, family. I don't even know if y'all can hear me. Oh, wow. Let me see. Hello? Okay. I don't know if y'all can hear me. I'm going to open a mic because I think something just went wrong. Hold on. Let me get the mic open. Area code 340. Can you hear me?
Yes, Georgia. Shalom, shalom.
Who's this?
This is Tanya.
I didn't recognize you, sister. Did you ever have a part where you didn't hear me at all?
No, I'm able to hear you just fine.
Okay, I thought I got disconnected because my phone was doing some weird stuff. Okay, sister, thank you. And, hey, I'm glad to hear from you, too. Okay, I'm going to put you back on park so I can finish this, okay? Maybe I can get you on in a second with Brother Jerome. Okay, hold on tight. I'm going to get back to the lesson. We only got 9 minutes left. Hold on, sister. All right, family, I'm sorry. I don't know what just happened with my phone, but something did happen. Okay, so I want to finish reading this because y'all got to get this. Now, the Father just told the people, I'm going to read it one more time. Isaiah 56, verses 3 to 8. It says, neither let the son of the stranger that had joined himself to the Father, he's obedient. Now, don't let him say, Yahushua had utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. Because the truth of it is, Yahushua, when he made things spiritual, even though the eunuch was demasculine, his privates were cut. And the private is what the flesh covenant, you had to have that circumcised. Well, this one said, I'm a dry tree because that can't happen to him. But don't let this stranger, don't let this one in the world, when he comes to the truth, don't break it down to where he can't come in and be as one homeborn of our people, because it's all spiritual. So the Father says, neither let the son, which means the children of the stranger, that had joined himself to the Father, speak, saying, Yahushua hath utterly destroyed me from his people. You better know the truth. Don't get into the physical. You'll be cutting the Most High people off. Stay in the spiritual, because that's what Yahushua came to fulfill. It's all about his people. This book ain't about nobody else. But don't you dare say to one that's a Gentile, that's coming into the truth, that's a woman compassing a man, where Israel will turn back to the Father. We're scattered in the Tower of Babel. They don't want you to know that, because then they can bring in all the Gentiles of the world. You better know what's the truth in the Bible. So it says, neither let the children of stranger that join themselves to the Father speak, saying, Yahushua hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I'm a dry tree. For thus said our father unto the eunuch that keepeth my Shabbats, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant. Even unto them will I give in my house. I don't know why I keep getting calls, but I'm going to ignore those. Even them will, let's see where I was at. Even unto them will I give in my house. That's the same thing as going into the kingdom, where you're going to see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob sitting with Yahuwah and Yahushua, the kingdom of heaven. Even unto them will I give the kingdom of heaven, and within my walls a place and a name better than the children or the sons and the daughters. These are the children of the kingdom, but the ones who are disobedient, the ones who come from Azazel will be put over the ones who should have been in the kingdom, but they chose to be disobedient spirits. He says, I will give them the ones from Azazel we're speaking of here, the ones who did not know the Father, but then they came into the marvelous light, and they're as one homeborn. He says, I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. When you're cut off, it's like being cast into darkness. That's the same words we went over last week. Cast into the lake of fire. This is the earth in the third earth age, where they'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, family. We're saying the same thing. The Father's word is clear. It tells us, verse 5 of Isaiah 56, even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than the sons and the daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also the sons are the children of the stranger that join themselves to the Father to serve him and to love the name of our Father, to be his servants, everyone that keepeth the Shabbat from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant. Even them will I bring to my set apart mountain. That's the same thing as saying in my house or the kingdom of heaven in the third earth age. That's the same thing. So verse 7 says, even them will I bring to my set apart mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar. For mine house shall be called the house of prayer for all people. Well, the people he's talking about are the spirits that came from above, that the Father knew before he formed us in our mother's womb. Some of these spirits are disobedient, some are obedient. Understand the parable of the wheat and tare. All right, let's go a little further. It says, check this out. Verse 8, Yahushua, which gathers the outcast of Israel, said it. Yet will I gather others to him besides those that are gathered unto him. He was supposed to get his people and bring them back, because we sinned. Remember, Judah sinned and much of Israel sinned. And they had the covenants given to them, but there were many of us out there after the scattering of Babel that never came into the truth. But that's why we were sent out in the new covenant to start gathering these people. Along the way, we gathered Rahab. We gathered a lot of people. A lot of people were gathered to us. But once these people come in, look at Egypt. Mixed multitudes were there. They were coming from all the four corners of the earth. They were scattered during the time of Babel. But they will be as one homeborn. So we're talking the same thing. We're talking about his people. He said in verse 7, let me say it one more time. Marie was there. Even them will I bring to my set-apart mountain. We're talking about the Gentiles or the ones from Azazel. And make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar. For mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all the spirits that were sent from above, all his people. Yahushua, which gathered the outcast of Israel, said it. Yet will I gather others to him besides those that are gathered unto him. The outcast. the ones that derived from Azazel, but they were his from the beginning, but we were all Gentiles before Abraham began serving and calling upon the Father. Now, I read to you guys the Apocalypse of Abraham. I'm going to put that in a different lesson. I'm going to bring it further again because you're going to get who these people are in the Bible. You've got to understand, if they hadn't taken out the Apocalypse of Abraham and possibly, there's quite a few of other books. They took out their original Bible. You might understand Genesis 1 and 2 talking about the two creations. You might understand if they would have talked about what's in the Bible of the Tower of Babel. Really talked about that, you might have understood who the Gentiles were. You might have understood all this. Now, I can take you many more places where it says the same thing, and I will. I will. I'll show you throughout the whole Bible. King David spoke on it. It's spoken of Ezekiel and Jeremiah. Isaiah spoke on it. Paul, Peter. And look, Yahushua himself, he spoke on it. That we are the Gentiles of this book that's being spoken of here. But many won't accept the truth was in there. But if I read it to you, you must accept if you're truly seeking the Father's face. Now, I want to go somewhere else with you. But before I go any further, I want to get my brother on, and I'm going to open up both my brother and my sister's line. I need to run to the restroom. We got about a minute left. The number is 714-583-6850. And I'm going to open up Sister Tanya as well as Brother Jerome's mic. Shalom, my brother, my sister. Y'all, can y'all
shalom,
hear me?
Shalom, sister. Yes, I can.
Okay, listen, I want y'all to give me about a minute commentary. I need to make a bathroom run. So, Brother Jerome, why don't you start it off? I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, I remember in Deuteronomy, where it talks about blessings and cursings. And if you do these things, you will be blessed. And if you don't do those things, you will be cursed. And I see that was like a physical thing, but actually, you know, it also is a spiritual thing, like the third earth age. If you overcome in this physical age, you will be blessed. But if you don't overcome, you will be cursed eternally. And the sister is trying to point that out and through these scriptures. You know, you got to overcome these worldly desires. You got to overcome. You got to, let's say, take up your own cross. You know, and Thessalonians say, save thyself from this untoward generation. So you have to be cautious of what's going on around you, and you have to meditate on the Father Word, and we have to put on the whole armor, like in the book of Ephesians, so that we can stand. And we won't be tricked. We won't be deceived by the devil, this evil spirit. And that's all I had to say right now. So, Tanya, you wanted to take it over?
Oh, okay, I will. I like what you said. It had me thinking about, you know, yes, we talk about Deuteronomy, sorry, the blessings and the curses, and understanding a lot of our people are doing things thinking that the physical, tending to the physical body, for instance, the wearing the vessels and these things like that, that's where the Father is about. He's not dealing with the body, the physical body, because the flesh and blood will not enter the kingdom. So,
that's right.
It's what that means. Doing these things is not going to do it. When Yahushua was sent on the earth, understand that Yahushua is the Father that came in the flesh. And Yahushua has established commandments while
that's
on
right.
the earth. So therefore, I can't remember off the top of my head, but you know the scripture where they ask him, you know, asking about what does the Father look like. So you have seen me, you have seen the Father. So the Yahushua is the mouthpiece. When he speaks, he it would be at that authority. It's because he has that authority.
That's
we're
right.
Supposed to listen.
Okay,
the commandments that he established.
Okay, brother, yes, sister, I got to cut in now. Y'all doing good, but thank you so much. But I got to cut in because we only got like a few minutes left, and I want to get through just a little more. And I appreciate both of y'all, and I thank y'all both for, you know, speaking and teaching. Let me mute your mics just for a second, okay, family? I'm going to mute their mics. I thank you both, though, a lot, because I really need to go to the restroom. Okay, let me finish this up now. Now, we're going to read something else, separating the sheep from the goat within our people. Now, check this out. Go to Luke 12. Go to Luke 12. Everybody head there, because I want to read something to you. And I'm going to probably be jumping all throughout Luke 12, but I'll be at Luke 12, so y'all go ahead, because this is the same thing said here. I'm going to read to you, beginning at verse 1 on Luke 12. In the meantime, when there were gathered together innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trod one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples, first of all, beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisies. Now, he wasn't talking about leaven that you put in bread. The leaven he was speaking about is anything of the flesh. That was the leaven, because our Father is spirit. Leaven is a lie. Leaven doesn't have the Father's spirit, just like a lie. He said, ye are of your father the devil. The lust of your father you will do. He abodes not in the truth. Okay, the murder from the beginning, that was Cain's genealogy. Well, the truth is the spirit, according to the word. You know, many people heard me go through those scriptures, over scripture, I read them. It tells us what is the truth, what is the spirit. So they're not flowing in the spirit, but they're flowing in the flesh. That's where your hypocrisies, and that's where your leaven is, in the flesh, in this world age. So he says, beware ye of the leaven of the teachers, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be made known. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear in the closet shall be proclaimed upon housetops. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he had killed, which he hath killed of women. Let me read again. But I forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Well, family, this is the same thing as the second death. Don't be afraid of them that can kill the body, but be afraid of him that can kill both the body and the spirit in hell. Hell is what? That's a third earth age. It's destruction. You're going to stay in the earth. You're going to have a disconnection from the Father. That's where you're going to be weeping and gnashing with teeth. We're going to keep going on because it's said here again. Pay attention. He is warning them not to fear flesh. The word they use is man. But like I tell people, that word man, you better look at it as flesh. Because what we are vessels, which are called man. But we're spirits that are wrapped with a vessel. Many times in the word, it'll call it man. So Yahushua is forewarning the people of man, of those in the flesh that have leaven in their teachings. He tells you, don't fear them. Don't give them. We're supposed to give fear and honor to our Heavenly Father. But people fear what man has said. Oh, woman this, Babylon is this place. All these worldly teachings, they bring in Great Britain, China, and all this stuff for the end times. They're telling the people that everybody gets saved. They're telling everybody can come into this truth, even the strangers, sojourners of all the other nations, they're like one homeborn. Well, they're giving you flesh. That's love and that's lies. There's no spirit there. That's not the Father's word. But many people fear them. They'll call me a witch and a Jezebel. Won't let me speak a scripture based on me being a woman. That's leaven. That's hypocrisy. The Father has told you, I'm going to read it again. He says, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Those are your teachers, okay? They hold the law. It says, I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, but after that they have no more they can do. But I will forewarn you of whom ye shall fear. Who are you going to give honor and respect to? Fear him which after he killeth hath power to cast into hell. That's a third earth age. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. He's only talking to the spirits from above, either the obedient ones or the disobedient ones, not the day six creation of male and female. Many of y'all don't know there's a difference in this book. This book is a book of spirits meant for the people of the spirit, whether obedient or disobedient. Because judgment will come in the third earth age. Either you will be a sheep or you will be a disobedient goat. Either you will be an angel or you will be a disobedient fallen angel. You'll be either a wheat or you're going to be a tare. They all going in the same place, family. We're going to read it here. Let's pay attention. The Father continues to say, and I'm reading out of Luke 12 in case anybody wants to know. He says in verse 6, Are not five sparrows sold for two farthings? And not one of them is forgotten before our Father. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of our Father. But he that denied me before men shall be denied before the angels of our Father. And whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But unto him that blaspheme against the set apart spirit, it shall not be forgiven him. Now, I want to stop there because there's a comparison going on. The Father is telling you something about the Spirit. I pray y'all understand this. You have to understand why Yahushua was in the flesh. He was our brethren. Why he was in the flesh, even though he was the Son of the Most High. People didn't know who he was. Certain people did know. A lot of people didn't know. They kept saying, you're trying to say you this. They didn't understand the spirit of what he was speaking, where he came from, whose will he was doing. Just like today, many don't. What he was telling them is this. To confess the spirit before the flesh. He says, whosoever, verse 8, whosoever shall confess me, which is spirit, that's what the Father is, he's spirit. Our Father is the spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. But whosoever shall confess me, which is the spirit, before flesh, before men, him shall the Son of Man, which is the spirit, that's Yahushua, also confess before the angels of our Father. But he that denied me before men shall be denied before the angels of our Father. So we're talking, if you deny in your teachings Yahushua, which is spirit, okay, Yahushua is going to deny you before the angels of the Father, which are us. You will not have that place. Watch, pay attention. Now he says it like this in verse 10. Whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man. Many people were saying that Yahushua was a devil. He was this, he was that. He was not the Son of the Most High. Many people, while he was in the flesh, they were saying that he came against them. Even they have a chance to get into the kingdom if they repent. If that woman compasses a man and they turn from their wicked ways, they even have a chance. But here's what he says. Pay attention. Whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, which is Yahushua, while he was walking in the flesh, it says, it shall be forgiven him. But as a condition, unto him that blaspheme against the set apart spirit, it shall not be forgiven him. Well, Yahushua is that spirit. He is now resurrected. The Son of Man has now resurrected and sits at the right hand of the Father, who is spirit as he is. So if when Yahushua said that he had to go and sit at the right hand of the Father, and so that the Comforter could come to us, which is a spirit, now, if you reject and refuse to flow in the Spirit, which our Father and His Son is Spirit, you're rejecting the set-apart Spirit, that's not going to be forgiven. We're not talking about an actual man here in verse 10. Whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man. We're not talking about speaking against men. We're talking about Yahushua here. This is the Son of Man. While He was walking the earth in the flesh, it was going to be forgiven you if you spoke against them. But when the set-apart spirit comes, and it has come already, anybody who blasphemes against the set-apart spirit is not going to be forgiven you. So if we speak spirit and you do not accept this truth, read what the word says. Where will you be? Let's find out. They got more to this. Only have a few minutes left, so I want to get there. It says, verse 11. And when they bring you into synagogues and to magistrates and powers, taking no thought how or what ye shall answer or what ye shall say. For the set-apart spirit shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother, that he divide the inheritance with me. And Yahushua said unto him, Man, who made me judge or divider over you? Now, he was still in the flesh, but listen to what he says. And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses, nothing of the flesh. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barn and build a greater, and there will I bestow my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my spirit, Spirit, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease. Eat, drink, and be merry. Now, that's a spiritual understanding, family. I'm going to take you there. Go to Matthew 24. Because we're reading about eating and drinking and be merry. Go to Matthew 24. I want to read verses 32 to 51 to get the full understanding, to get the understanding where all these people are going to go. Now, that's the learn the parable of the fig tree. Verse 32. When his branches yet tender and put it forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. Okay? So likewise, ye, when you see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. That's Yahushua's second coming. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away. That's what Revelation 21 talks about, the first earth and the first heaven. They've gone away. But the new heaven and new earth, that's hell and heaven, the kingdom of the Father and the earth, where the ones who will be living and gnashing with the teeth are going to be. So it says, I only got a few seconds. I think I'm going to pick this back up with Matthew 24. We're going to get to the point. We're going to tie it all in. Many people got to understand this truth. Many people don't. I'm sorry I have to cut it short, but I do. Time's too short. If you want longer lessons, go ahead and give a love offering. Some of y'all don't give nothing. And that's bad, because it's not me telling you. It's the Father ordaining you to. But you do as you feel led. If you're led by the Spirit, you'll give. If not, I don't know who you are. Brother, sister, we got about a minute left. Any words?
No, sister.
Okay, well, listen, we're getting ready to cut off anyhow. Hey, keep me in your prayers, as I'll keep you in mine. Let's keep each other in prayer, family. With that said, shalom.